meet Bridgewater much during the whole draft combine process?
Yeah. Teddy's a great guy. You know, comes from a great family, obviously, and you know, him and I text back and forth. You know, cheering each other on. You know, wishing the best for each other. So, you know, I definitely got to know him. He's a good dude.
You've maintained since.
Oh yeah. He's a great guy. He's awesome.
Do you keep a closer look on the guys in your quarterback class? Is there something when you guys come in together?
To be honest, like, I'm a football fan, so I watch everybody. So obviously they come across.
Right.
And I know who was drafted where and all that. You know, I know who was in our class because I was. You know, we did so many things together, whether it was the combine or draft visits or all those kind of things. So I definitely keep up and root for all the guys. So I definitely, to answer that, yeah.
What do you like about his? You said you watch him. What do you like about his game?
Oh man, he's just so calm, so cool. I just think that he has such a bright future. Everyone knows that, and I'm just happy for him. Because he's such a good person.
Derek is a fellow quarterback. When you see the hit that he took last week,
I texted him. I didn't get to see it, but someone told me, and so I texted him to make sure that he was okay. He texted right back away, so that was good to see. He was fine and able to do all those kind of things. So, my heart was out for him. I prayed for him, and I'm glad that he's doing better.
Did you spend a lot of time talking with the Vikings at all in the draft process? Is that a place you thought you might end up?
Yeah. I spent a lot of time with them. Dinners and at the combine, all those kind of things. I spent a lot of time with them and all that. So, it was definitely a chance that I was going to go there, but I didn't end up there, and I'm happy to be here.
Last few weeks, you guys put up a lot of yards and a lot of points. Can you kind of describe the process that you guys have gone through this season, and how good can this offense be?
Yeah, we feel that even though we put up yards and points, that we were kind of mad at ourselves because there's so much more that we feel that we could do. The stats and all that are fun for people to look at and all that, but for us, it's like, man, we turn the film on and think, man, we missed that opportunity, or we missed that play, or we missed that chance, and that's what hurts us. So we just try and go back. Back to the film study, back to the practice field this week, and try and correct those things to try and improve. We always want to make sure, like Coach says, we're trending upward.
It's been a long time since this team had an offense that could go 93, 95 yards in four or five plays in less than 2 minutes. The work on the practice field paying off in that regard?
Yeah. That's all it is, man, is the hard work that guys have put in. I can speak for myself, just putting all the time and effort in the off season. When my wife says, "Hey, it's your off season," I say, "Yeah, I understand, but there's work. There's work to be done." Those are the things that are paying off now, and it's cool. But the first half of the season's done, so we got to make sure that we keep focused. We stay focused and make sure we bust our tails out here today.
If Rodney's unable to go, do you take more of the responsibility in terms of calling protections and things like that?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah, when Rodney's. When Rodney's there, him and I work together, so, we solve problems together, we do things together, we sit by each other in the meetings, we talk through things, and, if he wasn't able to for some reason, there'd be no problem.
Sure, talk about Michael Crabtree. You guys really developed a relationship, and he seems to be coming on, maybe when Amari's hit the rookie wall a little bit. So, what about Michael's play of late?
Yeah, Crab's awesome. Obviously, he makes big plays. As we've seen, I trust him. That I throw him balls when sometimes I don't know. I don't even know if he's gonna break. I just hope that he remembers what route he has, which I know he does. So I'll throw it before he even breaks. But we've built that trust. We've built that, and he's such a joy to be around. He's literally one of my favorite teammates I've ever had because he's so passionate and that he's so competitive. He's one of the most competitive people I've ever been around, and that works well with me.
I think, too, receivers appreciate the fact, like that first touchdown, you'll throw it up and let him go get it.
Yeah.
Even if he might be covered.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that me and him have grown. We missed on a few earlier in the year, and it was me trying to put it in a perfect spot or me trying to, be exactly right and throw him away from trouble. And he just told me one day, he said, "Hey, man, I promise you, just give me a chance. I will not let them get it. I'll take care of you," And obviously sometimes maybe they'll make a play someday. But there's no doubt in my mind that I can throw a ball completely early and just trust and give him a chance to go make a play, and he has.
On the conference call, Coach Emmer called you a gunslinger. Do you feel like you're taking more chances this year than you did last year?
Oh, man. I think that the opportunities have come for us to throw it down the field more. We've talked about that, with us being in games. You know, teams aren't just playing soft coverages. They got to, fit our run game with Latavius running the ball and all those things. So, the more opportunities that we've had to push the ball like that. So, my mentality hasn't changed. I've always wanted to throw it down the field, especially in college. I wanted to throw go balls every play. This year we've just had more chances, I think.
How's the offensive line helped you in that regard?
Oh, man, they're the ones, I told you, man, they should get all the credit. I stand here and do the media stuff and all that, but they're the ones that deserve all the credit, because without them, if I'm on my back, I can't throw the ball, as I've learned through family experience.
Off the path a little bit, Mayor Shaz back in New York now pitching to keep the Raiders in Oakland. Does that ever come up in a locker room? You want to stay in Oakland? Do you want to move to L.A.?
Not for us. I don't know about other teams. For us, it sounds cliche, but we're so focused on just trying to win football games that we really never talk about it. I just let Mr. Davis, Tom, and Mr. Bidet handle all those things.
But if you had a preference,
it's not up to me.
If you're a big fan and you know what's going on throughout the league, you must be aware that 19 touchdown passes halfway through the season, you're the next big thing. Everybody's talking about you.
Those numbers, man. Those numbers, man, make people talk about you. No, for me, y'all know me. I'm gonna be the same guy forever. So, and if I'm not, you guys have free will to just punch me in the face.
Derek, you've probably watched Adrian Peterson since you were in middle school.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. He's unbelievable. It was kind of the same deal last week when I saw Michael Vick last year when we played the Jets. And I compare it to that because when I saw him this week, it was still the same. Like, I felt like I was 12 years old again. Like, oh, man, that's Michael Vick, being able to talk to him and sit there and, him being such a great guy and all that. But it's the same thing with Adrian Peterson. With some of us, we grew up watching him. We grew up watching him run people over and all that. So it's really cool. It's one of those moments where you're like, man, that's really him. But at the same time, you got to go out there and beat him.
Couple more for Derek, guys.
How would you characterize this week's matchup?
Oh, man, this is going to be a physical one. They have a great defense, especially on third down. Really good at, making people get off the field. And, so it's going to be a physical matchup. But that's something that Coach Del Rio has tried to build us, to love. And, I think that's something our team really loves, especially at our own place. I think we'll be fired up.